you meet. Hey, weirdo, to everyone you see, if you're from Pittsburgh, PA, you're a weirdo just like me.
Hi Weirdo by the Polka Maniacs, Pittsburgh's very own. Only got a few more for you. Here's some Velvet Underground.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
Hello and welcome. Oh, would you like to start?
I gladly would like to. We are WRCT Pittsburgh, live from New York. I think I'm not very good at directions.
I think we took a left turn somewhere, so we must have gone to New York, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Anyway, hello, my name is... And this is my partner, Kevin Keane, desperate for validation.
No, I could never be desperate for validation, but before we go any further, I do need to read out an advisory for all of you who are listening at the moment. Unfortunately, we do need to remind you the views, thoughts, actions, daydreams, and opinions mentioned on the show are ours and ours alone and do not represent WRCT as a whole. While Radio Remy might style itself like a real news show, we promise to tell you nothing but lies, half-truths, and pure fiction. If you or any other listener think that at any point we've told you the truth, I'd recommend you turn the station off and send me, personally, an angry letter by mail. The views we provide are meant to be as silly and stupid as possible, and we wouldn't get up every morning if we couldn't provide that for you. Well, anyways, would you like to tell me something about yourself? Because I don't actually know how your name is spelled or how I'm meant to say it.
Oh, there's no issues there. So my name is spelled,
And how many seconds is that?
Well, it sort of depends. If you're trying to get my attention, a short one like, will often get my attention very quickly. But if you're just sort of whispering sweet nothings in my ear, why don't you take it slow?
I'm going to refer to you as, in that case.
All right, sounds good. That's a bit of a middle ground right there.
Okay, well, anyways, could you tell me what you were up to this weekend, as we traditionally do at the beginning of this show now?
Traditionally, as we do since the last week.
Since the last week?
Yes.
And the week before it, actually.
Oh, that's a good point. Well.
Whoa.
That's apologies.
Crazy. The microphone is closer to your mouth.
Yes, apparently the entire radio station is falling apart as I speak.
Oh, it does happen sometimes. If you just pull hard enough, everything will fall. That's actually a life lesson that I've learned. And it seems as if we're trying to reattach at the moment.
It is going places. I don't know.
It is going places. Have you considered just trying to speak into a cup like we usually do?
I have, but at this point, I think I'm a bit sold on the microphones.
Okay, I mean, they do sound a little bit better. I mean, the strings don't conduct.
Yeah, you can actually hear what I'm saying these days.
Oh, wonderful. I can hear
you
much
better now. I think I'm back
now. Yeah, I think you're back now.
All right, so very quickly, this weekend, all I basically did was I watched quite a bit of television.
Well, that's actually pleasant compared to your usual weekend.
Normally I'm out trying to have as many stories as possible.
Yeah,
but today,
usually you always have a cool story to tell.
Unfortunately, all I did was watch television. That television was, however, on my neighbor's TV.
Oh, did you like enter their? Are you friends with your neighbor?
No.
And you were watching it on their TV?
Yes.
Did they give you their TV?
No.
Did you steal their TV?
I did not steal their TV.
I have many questions.
That's very good for you.
Can I ask some of them?
Curiosity did kill the cat.
It did. Are you threatening me?
No, the cat.
Okay, well, I'm...
Are you a cat?
No, I don't...
Then why would curiosity kill you?
Okay, well, I'll ask anyways then. Did you break into your neighbor's house?
I did not break into my neighbor's house.
Huh. I'm not sure what you were doing this
Do you know
weekend.
What a telescope is?
Oh, wait. Okay.
So I set up a very long-distance telescope, and I looked into one end, and then the other end, I had it pointed directly at my neighbor's TV.
That's actually very impressive. Was there anything interesting on?
Not at all. My neighbor has incredibly bad taste in movies.
It must have been really bad considering there must have been no audio. Oh, it's broken again.
Yep, I'm fixing it.
You've
got to
make sure that when you put a microphone in your
I've
mouth,
I've solved
you
the audio issue by just sort of lip reading every single person on the screen.
That's fair. Have you considered, for the people who are listening at the moment, just using hand signals instead?
Well, hold on. Let me communicate that to you via hand signals.
Okay. That's a very crude hand signal, which I will not repeat to the listeners at the moment. But anyways, would you like to hear about my weekend? Because it sounds like all you did was just sit at a telescope for many, many hours.
Well, I watched the entirety of the John Wick quadrilogy.
Well, that's pretty good, though.
Yep.
I've heard the fourth one, maybe not so great, but I enjoy them.
If you say another word about John Wick, I will leave this radio station and quit. You will never see
okay,
me again.
Okay, anyways, my weekend.
I see.
Yeah, what do you mean you see? Okay. Well, I sent a string of elaborate letters, all of them containing cryptid symbols that I'm pretty sure are Greek.
Do you speak Greek?
I don't speak Greek.
I feel like you should speak Greek if you're going to send Greek letters to people.
Well, I was just told to do it.
Were the people you were sending letters to Greek?
I don't know who they were sent to. I was just told to send these letters.
Didn't you have to write the addresses?
No, it was simply given to me.
You do realize you're going to get a bunch of return senders in your mail in a few weeks, right?
Maybe, but, you know, I look for validation constantly, and if someone tells me to send letters with cryptic Greek symbols, I'm sending those letters.
Well, okay. See, I don't understand this because I got a Greek letter in the mail recently.
Oh,
was that
wait,
you?
It might, but where was it from?
Greece.
Greece?
They speak Greek there.
Is that, well, I'm not in Greece at the moment. As we've discussed, I'm in New York.
That is true. You are in New York, and I'm in...
New York, I believe, as well.
As well, yes.
Yeah, you're on, like, about 20 centimeters away from me in New York.
I'm not entirely sure what each centimeter is, but I would agree with you.
About half a Subway sandwich.
Why are you... We do have normal units here.
What units?
Feet. Inches. Miles.
How many miles away are you from me, then?
About... Well, not as many as I'd like.
Okay, well, we can change that if you'd like. Oh, he's running. Running out of the
station. I'm getting farther and farther away. I don't know if that works on radio.
No, it doesn't work on radio, unfortunately. You ruined the whole gag. This is tragic. But anyways, I did want to report on something. And what I wanted to move to was the news in a place that nobody cares about, but you rarely, rarely want to hear about.
Oh, I would agree with
that. And this week, Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio?
I believe it's in Ohio.
Well, listener, do you have a treat? Because we have news from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, we do. And on this week... You won't believe it. A group of hooligans have begun drinking the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland using colorful crazy straws. Officials seem to be dismayed, but they do estimate that somewhere between now and 2,795 years, they may successfully empty the river.
That would be incredibly devastating for Cleveland's economy.
It really would be. I mean, when I think of Cleveland, I think about the Cuyahoga. And when I think about the Cuyahoga, I don't think about people drinking with crazy straws.
Well, they do now.
That's the problem. What will happen to the tourism economy? What will happen to the crazy straw economy?
Don't you think that the crazy straw economy would be doing a lot better if people are drinking things with the crazy straws?
Perhaps. They might have actually been the first people to buy a crazy straw in the past 10 years.
That's not true. I buy crazy straws everywhere.
Really?
Well, what else are you supposed to drink your water out of?
Bottles.
Well, obviously. But
which is how I drink Cuyahoga River water usually.
Through a bottle?
Yeah. So I'll put my bottle in the Cuyahoga River.
Okay.
And just keep drinking.
You dip it in, you bring it out, you drink some water, you put it back in.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about that is with a straw, you filter out some of the particulates, whereas when
but
you just
bottle
it... But
aren't you missing a little bit of pizzazz in your life, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of, how do I put this, je ne sais quoi, joie de vivre?
Well, look, I'm a simple man. I think I love my Cuyahoga water bottled. I love the taste of it. I like the thin filament of oil that is created on top. And the little
but
crunch that I get
so
at the bottom.
So much more with crazy straws.
You think so?
I think so.
I should try it someday. But anyways,
now with included straitjackets.
With a straitjacket?
Yes.
Can I put it on or does someone need to help
me? Well, the ideal way of wearing is you wear the straitjacket
okay. And
then you drink from the crazy straw.
It seems like it'd be very difficult to use your hands.
That's what
to
the
drink.
Crazy straw is for.
What exactly is a crazy straw?
It's a straw.
Just a straw?
It's crazy.
What makes it crazy?
It's a wild thing,
it's
man.
It's a wild thing.
It's a wild thing.
Wild, wild thing. That's a very strange thing they're saying. But anyways, as local reports have been signifying, it seems as if these hooligans who have begun drinking the Cuyahoga River water...
Those hooligans. Those punks.
Those punks. That's what I'm saying. Absolutely no respect.
No, that's what I was saying.
Well, apologies. That's exactly what my host was saying. They have no respect for the Cuyahoga. And what really worries me is that, as you know, there are many, many, many... lost fish and possibly floating and dead fish in the Cuyahoga. What will happen to those fish? Will they be displaced?
I personally, as a big proponent of fish burial, I find it deeply offensive that some of these fish will just never get a proper burial.
I do as well. And think about it this way. Will those fish accidentally be uptaken through the crazy straws?
They could. They could. And then they wouldn't be able to go to fish heaven.
They wouldn't, because all of a sudden they'll be drank.
Yes.
And that'd be terrible. I can't accept this. In fact, I'm actually getting very emotional just thinking about this.
I can see. There's tears rolling down his face.
I'm just flustered at the moment. I'm so sorry.
If you see hooligans drinking crazy Cuyahoga River water through their crazy straws...
Please stop them. Please.
No, we can't. We can't tell them that.
Oh, we can't tell them. I guess you can if you would like.
It's happening.
And it makes me deeply sad.
Across America.
Across America? No, just at the Cuyahoga.
Never mind, just at the Cuyahoga.
Just at the Cuyahoga.
We're both mispronouncing that.
Probably, but you know what?
It's Cleveland.
Do we really need to pronounce it correctly?
Well, I mean, we do go to college in Pittsburgh, which for some reason we missed.
Wait, I'm very confused now. I thought we were in New York.
We are in New York. We missed Pittsburgh.
We missed Pittsburgh.
We were aiming at Pittsburgh and we missed.
Yeah, but now we're in the Windy City. New York.
That is true. We're in the Windy City, New York.
Yeah, although I do miss the Big Apple of Pittsburgh.
Why are we calling the Pittsburgh the Big Apple these days?
We've always called it that.
Well, wouldn't we call it the big steel?
No, there's no more steel here.
Oh, that is true. That is all.
Yeah,
that is true.
Ever since they covered up the Iron City sign, there's just been no more steel.
I can still see the Iron City sign.
Really? Where?
Well, I just sneak under these covers sometimes, but I can still see it then.
Oh, that's actually wonderful. Maybe we should just remove those covers.
I don't know. I think it's overwhelming seeing the Iron City sign. You sort of sit there and you look at it and you go, my God.
It's a spectacle.
Something amazing happened here.
Yeah.
Someone had iron in this city.
I look at it and I go, wow, this history. Am I right?
There is a lot of history.
There is
and
a lot of history.
Unfortunately, I flunked history, so I don't particularly know.
Well, do you want to learn about something more current?
I would love to.
Well, let's talk about the weather today. And on our weather update, it's snowing outside. Congratulations.
Is it really?
It's snowing outside.
My God, it's snowing.
Oh my God, it's snowing. And I love nothing more than making snow angels in the snow. So what I'd recommend...
Are they still snow angels for people like you?
It's a very divisive question.
Well, I mean, for like, okay, look, what, look is, what I'm trying to say is...
I understand you don't like me, but you've got to.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. For what I'm saying is, you are an atheist.
Yes, right? Indeed.
How can you make snow angels?
I see. They'd be just snow people.
They'd be snow. I mean, do you believe in angels?
No.
Then how do you believe in snow angels?
That's true. When you mention it like that, maybe I should start making snow people instead.
Exactly. For example, I don't believe in snow. So when I see a snow angel, I just call it an angel. Yeah.
Wow. So you must have a wonderful walk, like through parks and stuff. You see snow angels. It must really impress you.
Well, I don't see anything because the parks are still beautiful in springtime.
That is true. And it's amazing that we still have snow at this time. In fact, I walked outside and it was minus 20 degrees, I believe.
Minus 20 degrees.
I did. But keep in mind, I haven't been outside for at least the past 3 months.
That would make a lot of sense considering your intimate knowledge of the weather. But what I will say... It is snowing.
It is snowing.
Yep.
And I think, you know the thing about the snow?
What about the snow?
You know what it causes? Difficulty driving. And I just wanted to let everybody out there know that I was driving this morning to the office, right? As usual. And the first problem is that, as usual, I'm always in the office. And so my car didn't fully fit through the door.
Your car was stuck in the door?
If you look behind you, you can actually see the hood.
Oh,
the
I can
right
see.
There. Yeah.
There's a 1997 Toyota Corolla.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Stuck in the door of WRCT.
That's
New
my
York.
Daily driver.
How are you going to get it out of here?
We can figure that out after this.
Do you have a reverse gear in your car?
I don't know. I usually just push my car wherever I need to go.
Oh, okay. Well, if you put it in reverse... And then you push, it'll actually go backwards.
Really?
Yes.
Even if I push it forwards?
Well, that's what the reverse gear is for.
Wouldn't I then be crushed?
No.
Okay, I think you just want me to be crushed by my Toyota Corolla that's currently...
I'm trying to help you here.
Okay.
I have to go home, too. I can't do it with the Toyota Corolla in the way.
Okay, well, anyways...
It's a 1997 Toyota Corolla.
I know it is. It's wonderful. It's my daily driver. I've had it since I was born.
Yes, but those are meant to be inconvenient.
Are they?
To pedestrians, like me.
Well, wonderful. In which case, why would I want to move it?
Because I'd like to go home.
That's a shame. Unfortunately, this is your home now. Anyways, as I was saying, I was driving this morning, right? And just before I was able to drive through the doors of WRCT, I had issues with the ice. There was a lot of slick this morning.
There was quite a bit of slick.
And I started drifting. And one thing I realized about this sort of art form of drifting is that it's not as fun when it's accidental.
Are you telling me that... The drifting is only a fun activity when you can decide when it happens?
Yeah, because I was doing drifting and it was purely...
You were doing drifting.
I believe that is the phrase, doing drifting.
You were slipping and sliding.
I felt like I was slipping. I don't know if I was sliding.
Okay.
So I was slipping while drifting.
Did you lean into it?
No, I was standing upright.
Why? I feel like you would have had a lot more fun if you leaned into it, you know, turned on... the radio, played some songs.
Well, I always have the radio
Slip and Slide by the Beastie Boys.
Look, I always have the radio on, and it is always set to WRCT 88.3.
88.3, yep.
88.3, every single day.
Yes, that's what you're listening to right now, actually.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Mondays, 4 p.m., you have to listen to this.
Yep.
Yeah, but anyways, as I was saying...
You were slipping and sliding.
I was slipping and sliding, and I sort of just realized how wonderful it is when we have these warm, warm days, definitely not like the days today.
Because today it is snowing and
cold. It is snowing. It is minus 20 outside the last time I checked 3 months ago. And it's just wonderful to appreciate the days you get with warmth. But I did hear, according to broadcasts and forecasts, both of them actually, that we might have no snow in at least 5 days.
We might. Well, I'm not entirely sure about that because you know Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes, we've discussed him in length.
Well... See, I've been talking, and the word on the street is Punxsutawney's lost his edge.
Really?
There's a new Phil in town.
What's
Doctor?
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil. And he's saying that we might have winter for another 2 whole years.
Dr. Phil predicted 2 years of winter.
2 years of winter.
What's his accuracy like?
I don't know. This is his first time, but...
So it could be 100%.
Do you trust Punxsutawney? Do you trust that groundhog?
Well, I trust any doctor.
Yeah, would you trust a groundhog? Think about it, folks at home.
Would you trust
When was the last time you looked at a groundhog and gone, I would trust that groundhog?
I would not trust a groundhog with my taxes.
Exactly. Would you trust a groundhog with your garbage? Would you trust a groundhog with... Would you let a groundhog take your daughter to prom? I didn't think so.
I do trust doctors, though. If you have a doctor in your name, you are implicitly trustworthy.
Usually, I've never met a doctor who's steered me wrong.
I haven't either. In fact, I go to the doctor all the time because I really like seeing them.
Really? What's your doctor like?
Well, I mean, I try to go to a different one every time because I tend to be kicked out rather than...
Why do they kick you out?
Well, something about the fact that I'm not actually ill and I just really like visiting the doctors and I'm wasting time and important patient care or something. It's unimportant.
That's very interesting. Patient care is very important, though. I do agree.
It is, but I have to respect people in the sciences. You know, I think the amount of dedication they put in into especially things like their PhDs is impressive. And I don't know if you heard the most recent news coming out of the sciences.
Really? What's coming out of the sciences?
Well, I think it's time for our Science Corner.
That's right, folks. It's the Science Corner with Kevin Keen.
Thank you so much. And this week in Science Corner, we've done it, folks. We've solved science. Congratulations.
Every single science?
Yes, congratulations to everyone who's involved, including the federal government. I'm sure they're very happy to hear this. But we have solved science.
That's shocking.
It really is. I mean, I was just getting a degree in physics, and I think we're done now.
Where did this breakthrough come from?
I'm not sure. In fact, from my understanding, it came from a recent exploration of the crypt underneath Mellon
Hall. That's true. The great crypt that was recently discovered under Mellon Hall.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that apparently something they discovered in there made it so that science is done. We're done with science. And I do have to say, it's amazing that we can go on to bigger and better endeavors. I love to think about what could be next. After science, what's next?
Philosophy? Art?
No.
Religion?
No. These are all old things. What's the new? Are we going to learn how to perfect radio, which would be very important?
It would be amazing if we could perfect the radio.
Are we going to perfect music?
I feel like we've already perfected music with 1997's incredible hit song, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
That is true. That is the perfect song.
There is nothing better than that song.
There isn't. In fact, I've listened to every single song, and I can tell you right now that none of them are that good except for that one.
Well, some of them are pretty good, but you have to understand that there is something called perfection in music, and that's pretty much the song I like the most.
I've never agreed with you more. I think this is actually the first time that you've said something that I can tolerate and stomach.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, usually when you speak inside the studio, I'm filled with a deep feeling of nausea and regret. But I'm so happy to hear that we have this in common.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I'm usually very correct.
Are you?
Almost always.
Should I start trusting you?
You probably should.
But we just told the viewers at the beginning that if we are correct, they have to send us angry letters.
It's okay. I have a secretary now.
Who's your secretary?
It's me.
It's you.
But in a different hat. See, it's an excuse to pay myself extra. I pay for myself the radio show and for Read All the Hate Mail.
You're getting paid for this radio show?
I'm getting paid.
What? Can I have some?
No.
Oh, okay. I understand. But anyways, I really love the idea. And one thing that I think could happen is now that we're done with sciences, perhaps we move on to horoscopes.
We could move on to horoscopes. I think that's a good idea. But I want to caution anybody who's listening, we don't know what we're doing.
We don't. But I would like to say that I've been doing a little bit of research in horoscopes this week, now that science has been finished. And I was able to create a couple that I think might be perfectly accurate. Well, first of all, Libras, congratulations to all of you Libras. I know that last week we said that you had a sudden disappearance. Welcome back. You're back. We don't exactly know where you're gone.
We're glad to have you, though.
You're back now. We're glad to have you back. And, I was told that it was fun wherever you went and wherever you were. But anyways, unfortunately for all you Libras, you will stub your toes sometime between now and 6 p.m. EST. I don't make the rules, unfortunately. This is science.
We solved science. This is horoscopes.
Sorry, this is horoscopes.
Yes, we still don't make the rules.
But it does seem like you're stubbing your toe pretty soon. So good luck. And moving on to Capricorns, my favorite horoscope. Your copay will increase on your insurance, leaving you possibly hesitant to call an ambulance. Personally, I think this might be the worst horoscope I've ever seen. This is unacceptable. Who wrote this?
You did. You wrote this.
Did I write this?
You wrote this. Like 15 minutes ago.
Really?
Right before the show started.
Okay, but like that's bad for... I'm a Capricorn. This is really bad for me.
It might be. Just don't need an ambulance for the next week.
Okay, fine.
Capricorn. Are you going to get sick?
Next week, Capricorn, we good. Don't worry about it. But anyways, like we were saying, Sagittarius, congratulations. You'll be spared in the upcoming battle of the Cathedral of Learning.
That's incredible news.
It really is. I think that, from my understanding, nobody besides Sagittarii, whatever the plural is, are spared in this battle. It is believed to occur sometime soon, and Pitt and CMU forces will coalesce to make sure and fight the evil that is present inside of the Cathedral of Learning.
What exactly is the evil inside the Cathedral of Learning?
Well, I don't know. This isn't happening right now. This is next week. If you listened, you might have known that,
Well, look, I'm trying my very best, but the unfortunate reality is that I just don't know very much of what's going on right now.
That makes sense. It does seem like you always have a very small understanding of the things around you.
I feel like I'm out of touch.
You might be. In fact, how old are you?
Nearly 65.
65? Wow.
I'm going to collect insurance soon. Sorry, Medicare.
You're not a Capricorn, are you?
No, I'm not a Capricorn.
Oh, okay, but I would have had very bad news.
No, I'm a Sagittarius.
You're Sagittarius. Oh my God! So you're going to be surviving the Battle of Cathay.
But what if it's not worth? I would like to know what I'm surviving at the very least.
Would you rather not survive?
Well, what if it's just an inconvenient thing to survive?
In what sense?
Well, if all of my friends aren't going to survive, like.
I see. It's like, what's the point, right? If all my friends are like doing one thing, I should do that thing.
Yeah,
right?
So like my mother said when I was growing up, if all your friends jump, you should jump too.
That makes sense, and that applies very well to Game of Jump Rope.
It really does.
It does, or Dance Dance Revolution even.
Actually, from what I can gather, you're not supposed to be jumping in Dance Dance Revolution. You're supposed to be dancing.
Well, is it not the same thing? I mean, every time I see dance performances, they just seem to be jumping a lot with some weird arm movements and leg movements. That it really is dancing, it's just jumping.
I feel like you have a very narrow view of what the art of dancing could be.
Perhaps, but anyways, I need to move on, unfortunately, for you. Okay. And I would like to tell you about the Aries horoscope, and this one is my favorite so far. It's juicy. I'm telling you right now, it is the most interesting horoscope I have ever read, and you are not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. And the reason why is because I'm not telling you. I don't think you deserve to know. I think that, frankly, you're too spoiled. And you need to understand that you can't always know what's happening in your future.
Well, what about for our viewers at home?
For our viewers? Oh, at whose home? My home? Why are there viewers in my home?
No. In their homes. They're listening to us.
Well, unfortunately, they're going to have to learn to accept that sometimes you don't know what the future holds. For example, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. In fact, I don't know what I'm about to say in the next 20 seconds.
We are supposed to script these in practice.
Script? I could never. In fact, I'm actually allergic to writing.
You are.
I am, which is the reason why everything we say and everything we do is made up on the spot. This is true, and you can fact check us.
But we told them we would be lying.
Sorry, oh my, but I'm so sorry. My deepest apologies. I have made a truth. I am very sorry for that. In fact, everything here is fully scripted and
yes,
fully done.
Yes, we are an incredibly good writing team.
We're very organized. We know exactly what
SNL
we're doing.
SNL tried to steal us from WRCT, but
they
we're
did.
Loyal.
We said no because we said that unfortunately we think that this is a better station, and we do believe that WRCT's comedy levels are probably better than SNL at the moment.
And honestly, SNL, like, it's probably going to end soon anyway.
God, it feels good to lie again.
It really does.
It really does. But anyways, going on about lies, I'm a fan of lies. I think that this entire radio show wouldn't exist without him, and I just want to give myself a second to pat myself on the back, because what would we do without the lies we create?
I don't know. I had to spend one whole day without lying to anybody, and I realized it was horrifying.
That's a terrifying idea. Did you introduce them with your real name?
My real name is, in fact, so yes.
It's a strange name. Where's it from?
My parents. And it was my first birthday present.
Oh, what was it before then?
I'm not entirely sure. I haven't asked them.
It was just blank?
It might have been.
It's a very sweet first birthday present.
I was just born, and they were like, well, we don't know what he needs, what he wants right now, because we don't know him that well.
So they gave you the time.
So they gave me a birthday present.
That's very considerate.
They gave me a name.
Wow. So I've got to ask, though, when you say your first birthday present, does that mean 365 days after you were born?
No. As in on the day I was born.
Oh, I see. This makes a lot of sense. It's a very sweet gift to them. My parents actually didn't give me anything.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of sad, actually. In fact, neither of them were there when I was born.
Well, that's... I don't need to hear your personal problems. You keep that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to trauma dump. It's
more
just
importantly,
a, yeah.
More importantly, back to me.
Back to you. I don't know about more importantly, but back to you.
Well, here's the thing, right? What do you buy for the baby that's just born?
That's true. I mean, they have everything and nothing.
Well, they have... Well, you don't even know them that well.
That's true.
Think about it this way.
Who's knowing them very well?
How many times have you gone up to a friend of yours and gone, I don't know you that well?
Every single day I see you.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if I consider you.
If it was my birthday, what would you get me?
Well, I wouldn't know when your birthday was.
Well, if it was my birthday.
What would I get you? Well, what do you
get
someone if you don't want to get anything? Nothing. I would get you nothing.
Well, that's exactly why we have our new line of baby products for babies who you don't know much about.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, right here, exclusively... From Read Me Radio, we have ideas such as make up a nickname for your baby. Does your baby look like a small potato?
Call it Small Potato.
It's a great nickname. Your baby will love you for forever.
I think Small Potato is one of the most endearing nicknames I've ever heard.
I agree. get your baby a timeshare in Florida.
Ooh, that sounds like
wonderful. Well, sometimes you just don't want to deal with your baby for three days sometime in March.
Give them a little vacation.
A little vacation, yeah.
Or you can open a Roth IRA for your baby.
I would not recommend that.
Why is that?
Babies aren't very good at mathematics.
I see. Maybe when they're two?
Oh, yes, yes. Two-year-olds are all getting Roth IRAs these days. It is the new craze.
Frankly, they're much better at mathematics than I could ever be.
Well, I mean, it's a younger generation.
It is. Truly, they learn faster. I mean, when I was out of the womb, I could barely do any form of maths. And nowadays, they're doing quadratics just when they're born. It's very impressive.
It is. Very impressive.
And frankly, I do feel like maybe we're getting a little bit worse at our abilities to do other forms of arts. You know, like English or music. I mean, when was the last time you read something and you were like, wow, that's really good?
I read my autobiography this morning.
That's very egotistical of you.
No, it's not. It's a very good autobiography. You haven't even read it.
Oh, wait. I remember your autobiography. Wait, hold on. I swear, I just...
It's called The Life and Times of the Coolest Person You Know.
The Life and Times... What? Could you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, you'd have to buy it. No, you wouldn't. I'd give it to you.
That's very sweet of you. Is that my birthday gift?
Is it your birthday?
No.
Then no.
Okay, because I was of the understanding that your autobiography was the DSM-6.
My autobiography could never... I feel like you have these assumptions about me, and you forget that I am just incredible.
I see. So you're the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the sixth edition. That's not your autobiography.
No, I'm like a beloved actor. I'm like Chevy Chase.
You do remind me of Chevy Chase. You know what? I was just thinking the other day that every time I see you, I feel probably how crew and cast felt when they were working with Chevy Chase.
In awe and in
awe. Absolutely in awe. Exactly. I mean, just feelings of elation to be working near to and in proximity with such an amazing person.
I put so much effort into everything I do, specifically when it comes to things like this radio show.
I can tell. I mean, you were here 60 minutes before. You were writing and writing and writing and scripting this thing. I mean, I've never seen a pencil move that fast. I thought it was going to burst into flames.
I mean, all of the incredible quality we have here is entirely due to, me.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done anything. I mean, right now, you currently have strings attached to my mouth helping me to speak and say what you want me to say.
Really, this is a bit of a puppet show.
It really is. In fact, I'm about to say exactly what you want me to say right now.
Oh, no, no, let's not say that.
Okay, never mind then. Well, I'm just saying, if ever. But anyways, on to other news. Wait a minute. Do we have other news?
We always have other news.
We always have other news.
We always have other news.
I did actually hear something interesting. However, I feel like, I don't know, do you think they deserve to hear about it?
Of course they deserve to hear
it. Do you think they should?
If they've stuck with us for the last 27 minutes, they deserve to hear about this.
I kind of feel bad for them. Maybe they do deserve it. But at the same time, do they?
Yes.
Oh, fine. Okay. Well, they better say thank you afterwards. But
They're
not going to?
No.
Not even like a nice little note?
Why would they?
Well, I mean, I'm here, you know. I would appreciate it. You know, a little thank you goes a long way.
Yes, but...
Did your parents not raise you properly? You weren't, like, taught to say thank you, please, these sort of words?
That's hurtful.
I'm glad.
Oh.
I am currently receiving a death stare from my co-host, which
it's,
is understandable.
It's not a death stare.
It's not?
It's a grievous bodily harm stare. There's a slight difference.
Oh, okay. It's like sort of a step down, and that's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, anyways, what I was just saying is that my news that I currently have is that you won't believe what I ate this morning. You won't.
Why is a lot of the news that you talk about just things that happened to you in the past?
Well, I just really like to talk about myself. To be honest, I
oh,
just...
Makes, that
the
makes
thing
two
that
of
I
us.
Enjoy the most... Well, you don't seem to talk much, so I'm going to keep talking. The reason that the news is just about me is because, frankly, why would I want to talk about anything or anyone else?
That's a great point. That's
I mean,
a great point.
I could just go on for days and days about me. And, frankly, I don't think I can go on for days and days about anyone else.
You know what? That's really impressive.
Except for maybe the Beatles. They are great.
Really?
Yes.
Those are the two things you can talk a lot about. You and the Beatles.
Yes. I mean, my narcissism only goes so far when it reaches the point of the Beatles.
So what is your favorite Beatle?
My favorite Beatle? I love Scarab Beatles.
Me too.
They truly are great.
Hercules Beatles are very impressive.
Hercules Beetle. Have you seen Dung Beetles?
No, I haven't. But did you know a Hercules Beetle can lift almost 3 times its own weight?
I think you're lying to me.
I would never lie to you.
You promise?
Yes.
That's very sweet of you. That's actually very impressive. How much do they weigh?
I'm not entirely sure, but if... I can barely carry like 400 pounds. I feel like a dung beetle probably weighs.
I was just carrying
like
this microphone that I'm holding to speak, and I'm really struggling. But anyways, I think just after the break we're having soon, we're going to come back and discuss something very important. There seems to be some breaking news about the newest copy of Readme coming out soon.
Well, we should probably talk about that.
We should. However, unfortunately, there is a musician with a boombox in the background who's just itching to play one of their favorite songs. And so we're going to just let them do that, and we'll be right back after the break.
That sounds great to me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll be back after the break.
Boombox, you can play. The music seems to have stopped, and
I think that's back to
our voices are back. Wow, I really like that music. Actually,
I really liked it too.
I did. Hold on, let me just speak to the person with the boombox. You did a great. Thank you so much. Good. They're leaving. They're running.
Oh,
great job though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you think they're in trouble?
Maybe, but not for what they just did now. I think that was honestly great. I've actually just heard reviews back that people said that they actually preferred the music in the middle than everything before.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense. I find your voice very grating.
That's very sweet of you. It's actually one of the biggest compliments.
No, grating is a bad thing.
Well, I like cheese. Anyways, what I was saying just before the break is that we have new insight onto the new topic of the unreleased README. And it seems as if the theme has something to do with studying abroad. Reports have recently shown that a lot of the stuff of README seem to be in random countries. I've heard someone's in Thailand at the moment.
That's why are they? Does README have the ability to send people to Thailand?
Apparently so. I wonder if they used a catapult. You know, we did used to have a tradition on campus called kazorching.
I remember kazorching.
Yeah, do you remember that? I think to all the listeners back home or at my home, apparently, kazorching used to be a wonderful tradition at CMU. Where fraternities would create elaborate slingshots and mechanisms to shoot water balloons as hard and fast as possible to hit objectives and targets.
It was incredible.
I do believe that at some point there was a lot of broken glass in the library.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely, yes. Unfortunately, it seems that tradition has waned quite a bit, but I will bring it back and that you can mark my words. But apparently, they might be using some old gazorching technology to just launch themselves across to these countries. At least that's what I've heard. Sort of like a Phineas and Ferb sketch. And from my understanding, the list of countries is England, Thailand. Sorry, I'm reading off the list right here. And also seems like Utah. I don't think that should be on there. Wait, hold on. Tomatoes, lettuce. This is a grocery list. Someone has given me a grocery
list. Why is somebody getting Utah?
I don't fully know yet. I mean, I didn't know it was a country. Did they get independence at some point?
I don't think so.
Huh, wait, let me check this again. No, that says Utah, and I don't think that's part of the grocery list either.
I don't think so either. Or maybe they're going to Utah?
They're going to Utah? You think maybe like they're gazorching from Utah, like Angles, something like that? Whatever, it seems as if Utah's on the list. And what also seems to be on the cutting block is France. I am curious to see what they say about that place. Well, I have many words, but unfortunately all of them are not for radio. But I'm really excited to hear about this because I think that one thing we really lack at Carnegie Mellon University is international ideas and sort of views on sort of the international spectrum. And to hear that these brave souls in Rimi are venturing outside the country, or possibly to Utah, to gather the most important, relevant, and funny, hopefully, news, it really warms my heart. You know, I that sort of journalistic professionalism and commitment to the bit is something that I wish we could have.
I would agree with that. I think it's very impressive.
It is. But anyways, I've heard that allegedly, and this is not confirmed yet, they may be available on stands starting on Wednesday. We'll see, I guess.
We'll see. It'll depend on how the staff can actually get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that their printing and distribution manager is sort of useless when it comes to their job. But, you know, to each their own. I'm sure printing's a difficult job.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, but anyways, now that we've gone past the README, we do have one last very important piece of news. And this actually isn't even news. It's advice. Possibly recommendations. Because you know what's happening soon?
What?
Spring break's happening soon. And for all those people who are getting ready to just enjoy their spring break but have no idea what to do, well, we here at Radio README have some wonderful ideas for you. And I personally am going to start off with one of my least favorite ideas because I think you guys deserve the best for last, right? And I think that this one is interesting. Someone has recommended to go on a beach vacation to your nearest body of stagnant water. I'm not exactly sure what they mean by stagnant. I guess it probably means like a pond, something that, not a river, not a lake, not an ocean. Is a lake a stagnant? Maybe.
I feel like a lake is a stagnant, yeah.
Like, you know, I think, though, what it's probably referring to is the weirdly shaped pond just outside in Shenley. You know, the one that's sort of green with a little bit of moss on top, with sometimes has birds in it, but they seem to just disappear every once in a while. Possibly, you know, very toxic, mm-hmm. Probably not able to swim in it. I've heard that it's a wonderful place for a beach vacation during this vacation, during this spring vacation. And my next thing, which this is what I'll be doing all summer, and all spring, and something I really recommend, if you haven't started doing it, my therapist recommends it every single day, you should reminisce on your past mistakes. I think that's how I grow as a person. I think back to all the mistakes I've made, such as calling spring summer about 5 seconds ago, and I think, wow, I'm terrible. There is no redeeming qualities to the mistake I made and nothing to learn from it. I simply must lament it and think about how many mistakes I made. I have to ask, how do you feel about your mistakes, reminiscing?
Well, usually when I think about my past mistakes, I go back and I try to ignore them as much as possible because I feel like they're They're just not helping me grow.
I see. So could this be a special occasion for you, sort of deciding to look back at your past and reminiscing, or will you continue?
It'd be the first time I've ever done this.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, because usually it's a little bit tough, let's say, but I don't think you've ever made too many mistakes. One of my other favorite things to do over this holiday season is acknowledge that you'll just never be as happy as you were before. It's true. This is confirmed. In fact, now that we've finished science, we know this is a fact.
Yes, it is.
Remember how happy you were that one day? You're never going to get that again. You'll never be that happy. I hope you can sit with that for a sec.
I am sitting with that, and I don't know how to feel about it.
You should be happy, because you know what that means. Well, you clearly don't, that you're not answering.
I don't actually know what
that means. What that means is that you can look forward to your second happiest moment. And frankly, isn't that what we live for in life?
Just pretty much entirely,
thinking
yeah.
about our second, and then third, and then fourth, and then fifth happiest moments as we gradually get closer to being less and less happy. Well, I mean, that's what I think about during the spring vacations. But the last and most important thing that you need to do this spring vacation, not really, I'm lying to you, something you can do, is just wait. Wait in your favorite lecture hall. Wait for your professor to come back. I'm sure they'll be back at some point. Who knows? Maybe you could teach a class in the lecture hall. There'll be
have
nobody
you ever
there.
Done that?
I've taught many classes. Yes, I have. In fact, I was in charge for teaching the entirety of Physics 2.
How did they do?
Very badly. I believe everyone scored a zero.
I see.
The main reason is because I just was too lazy to give them homework or an exam or, frankly, to cover any topics. And so they did seem to struggle a little bit with that. But you know what they say, sink or swim, right? Unfortunately, sometimes you've just got to throw a child in the water and see if they can swim. That's
what if
just
they can't?
Well, we can deal with that later. But what I'm saying is if they can, isn't that so much easier?
Well.
They might as well. Exactly, you might as well.
Okay.
And I approached the same thing with when I was teaching gravity, actually.
Really?
What I would do is I would just take a student, put them in a cannon, and shoot them right up. And if my hypotheses were correct, which they were correct, they would come right back down and fall right back into their cannon. And obviously it happened, and nobody was that angry. I mean, one or two people complained, but what are they going to do about it, right? But yeah, have you ever taught a class?
I've never taught a class. Most people don't trust me very much when
Why
it comes
is that?
To class writing.
That makes sense. I mean, you are currently doing homework as we speak, which you should definitely not be trusted to do. I mean, do you even know how to type?
Well, no, I've actually been using my nose to type onto the keyboard recently.
That's impressive.
Why I'm not talking as much.
So, do you when you use your nose to type on the keyboard, is it difficult? Like, how do you see? Because your eyes are glued to the keyboard. Metaphorically, that is. I would never put glue on your keyboard. It seems very impractical.
Well, it's really hard to see when you're not sort of looking at the keyboard itself. But what I do is I think about a keyboard really hard. And then I ask someone else to type my homework up for me.
It's like a proof almost. Well, anyways, thank gosh that you are able to do that. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's also great not hearing your voice for a while. It's been really nice to just sort of, it be me, the audience, and you saying things every once in a while that I don't listen to.
Well, do you listen to anything I say?
Did you say something?
Yes, I asked if you did ever listen to anything I said.
I'm sorry. Anyways, it seems as if I just can't hear my co-host at the moment. But I'm sure whatever he's getting up to is fascinating, interesting, and probably for the better. But I did want to go back to one more thing, and I was just thinking about it, because over this vacation, I just wanted to talk about what my plans are. So, I don't know about you, but one of my favorite things to do, besides, obviously, contemplating my existence over the spring break, is really just doing homework. Nothing else but homework. In fact, all I think about is homework. The only thing in my head is homework.
Just homework.
Just homework. And in fact, I've recently heard that a student senate poll has said that the only thing you should be thinking about is homework. Even
really?
Over your breaks. Yes, in fact, I believe that this was endorsed by Farnam Jahanian, as well as Carnegie Mellon University. That is, the only thing you should ever be doing and thinking about is work.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does. I mean, this morning, I worked a 9 to 5, and then at 5 p.m., I worked a 5 to 9. And frankly speaking, that's a pretty normal Carnegie Mellon schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very normal. But anyways, I just am so happy to be here and to be able to speak with our viewers. And there is a little bit of sad news, unfortunately. It seems as if next week you won't be able to hear these wonderfully silky voices.
No, you will still be able to hear them.
They'll be able to hear them.
We'll actually pre-record the segment.
You can do that?
Yes, we can.
But re-record on cups. Do the cups store, like, the sound?
Well, if we get a sponge of spinning cups, we can record one sound per cup.
That's a lot of cups. Do we have the budget for like that many cups?
We have the budget for a few cups.
I'm getting a lot of shaken heads, a lot of no's.
No, okay.
In the studio.
Oh, there's like, oh, everybody's here.
There's a lot. Yeah, it seems as if, okay, so it seems as if the whole finance board has actually just accosted us. I don't think, they're all saying no. So I think we can not afford about 20 cups. Do you think we can afford 20 cups? 20?
Why are we using cups again?
Five, maybe? Okay, it seems like five cups is all we can muster up here. Well, we said that if we have cups, we can pre-save the audio.
We could do other things. We could use bowls.
Bowls? Can we afford five bowls?
Why are we talking about... We don't need to afford bowls. We can make bowls.
We can make bowls. With what?
With wood.
With wood? Where are you getting wood from?
It's lying around everywhere.
That's true. When I was walking here, I saw two trees.
There's a lot of trees.
There are trees, yes. I'm sure you can figure it out. I mean, it's like in Minecraft, it's pretty easy.
You punch the tree enough times.
You punch the tree a bunch of times.
Also, because of Booth, there's just a bunch of 2x4s lying around.
That's true. Actually, my favorite time of the year during spring is just when I can go around the booths and steal their plywood. It's really fun, and it usually doesn't cause any hassles.
There was
a couple of issues.
I would be worried about making plywood bowls because of the splinters.
That's true. Maybe I just start stealing other parts, some structural parts, you know, some pillars, columns. I mean, last year I stole a few pieces of a staircase. Unfortunately, that did end in a few issues. But, you know, I think this year I'll keep things small, maybe steal a panel or two, maybe some bracing, some electric wire, right? Who doesn't love a little bit of copper from the walls?
Yes, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Exactly, that's what I'm saying. But speaking of Carnival, that's actually coming up decently soon. And I was just wondering, what is a booth? And I was reading through, a definition of a booth, and I came to the realization that anything can be a booth.
Really?
And you know who else came to that realization? Was a recent README meeting, because it seems as if they plan on making a booth this year. And it also seems as if this booth is going to be about 600 feet tall. And I was very impressed when they were first discussing it, because when they mentioned a 600 feet tall booth, I first asked, as many people do, how many feet is 600 feet in normal units?
And they told you it was 600 feet.
They did. And when I finally Googled it and found out that it was like a couple of hundred meters, I'm pretty sure, I was very impressed. I was just thinking, wow, that's like the height of Cathedral of Learning. And I asked them, exactly how are you going to find the budget to make a, what was it, 300, 600 feet, something like that? I'm just so lost.
I asked them the same question.
And I just said, how are you going to do this? And they just said, don't worry about it, trust me. And I was thinking, how many electrical wirings would you be able to steal from such a tall booth? Because I can count...
Well, what if you make your booth non-electric?
Well, then it wouldn't be a booth anymore. That's just a house.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the difference between a booth and a house is that a house has no electricity, whereas a booth only has electricity.
Yes.
Yes, and so it's not a house it is a house if you just have electricity in there. I mean, this is simple, and to all the listeners, I'm sure you understand, but to clarify, houses are nothing but booths without electricity.
I see.
Yes, and actually, I just realized some listeners might not even know what a booth is. That's a terrifying thought.
Well, do you know what a booth is?
Well, from my understanding, it's a house, but without electricity.
Okay. What if your house has electricity, does it become a booth?
That's a booth, yes. There is no such thing as a house with electricity. That is a booth, and anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if they are telling you this and they are lying to you, please tell them to join the radio show, because we love nothing but liars here.
Well, this brings up me to my second question. I live in a dorm. In my dorm, we have electricity. Does that make my dorm a booth?
Is your dorm a booth? That's a very good question. Do you have electricity in your dorm?
Yes.
Then yes, it's really just a big booth. See, what happens actually is every once in a while, dorms will switch to booths and vice versa when the electricity turns off. In fact, when you turn off the lights in a booth, it becomes a house.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll start putting freshmen in the booths?
Honestly, I've been thinking about it for a while, and so has Farhan Jahanian, because of the recent announcement that he's just made, which is now doghouses will be used for student accommodations, which is wonderful to hear.
Wait, I'm building a doghouse this year.
Yes, and in fact, doghouses are such an improvement from the current dormitory living situation. I mean, imagine being in one of the sextuples in Donner, right? You have no space.
The eight students living in one dorm.
Yes, eight students living in one dorm.
Experience.
In fact, I think that two is probably far too many for such a size. But apparently, they're going to get a major upgrade. In fact, I heard the doghouses might even have roofs on them to prevent water intake when it's raining. I just can't believe the sort of luxury that CMU gives to its students sometimes, and it's always nice to hear.
Well, one of the cool things, once you have a doghouse, is that you can actually use it to... once you have those dog asses, not only do you have a roof over your head, but you can use the water drainage to basically make soup.
Wow. So it's almost like human soup.
Well, no, the soup isn't made out of humans.
But there's a person in the doghouse.
But that's not, the soup is not made out of humans.
But it's the essence.
No.
No.
It's just soup.
It's just soup.
You can put anything in soup. Don't put people in soup.
Don't put people in soup. Okay. If you say so.
Are you putting people in your soup?
No.
What was the last kind of soup you had?
Why would you ask that?
Kevin, I need to know what you put in your last soup.
It was people soup. It was people soup. I was hungry.
Okay, we have now come to the conclusion that my co-host is a cannibal.
I didn't have ingredients in my kitchen, okay? Like, what am I meant to do, right?
Producers, can I get a new co-host?
No, you definitely can't. Who else is willing to do this?
Producers, please.
Oh, wait. Not heading. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Am I free? No.
No. Okay. Producers, can I become a cannibal? I'm being told I cannot become a cannibal.
No, you can't become a cannibal.
I think cannibals get different contracts.
It seems like it. I mean, it sounds like you're getting paid and I'm not. So this you're not getting paid. You said you were getting paid earlier.
The difference in contracts is actually dental.
Oh, how is your dental?
Very bad. Okay. You get your teeth maintained because you're a cannibal.
That's you know what, I was just thinking about this because I've been trying to find a dentist in the city for ages, and they keep ghosting me. I keep calling them and saying, look, I have a massive hole in my teeth, right? I know that it's because I'm not maintaining things well enough. Maybe I don't scrub out the human soup as well as I should.
Do you have just a hole in your tooth?
Yes.
How big?
About the size of a penny.
How big are your teeth?
About the size of 3 pennies.
Hold on, I need to do some math real quick.
But you stack them, not horizontally, but vertically. Oh, okay. You just pulled out 3 pennies. Yeah, that's about the size.
That
of
is
teeth.
3 pennies. I have 3 pennies.
And the middle penny, that's not there anymore. That's a hole.
Have you ever considered taking your teeth out and then making necklaces out of them?
Well, then I wouldn't be able to eat, and that doesn't sound good.
But you're eating soup. You could drink it.
But you can't drink soup. You can only eat it.
So. No. If you turn your soup, you can take your soup. You put it in the blender, and you can mash it up. You get puree.
Oh, a soup puree. I see. That's actually very creative of you. But you know, it happens. Sometimes you run out of ingredients, but I'm glad to know that I have dental contracts because I just keep getting ghosted by dentists.
Well, eventually one of them will help you, and then you'll eat them, and then they won't help you anymore.
But this seems like a cycle. This seems like a lot of
it
issues.
Does.
This seems like a cycle.
Well, there's a lot of cycles in our society.
That's true. The whole idea of samsara and everything behind it.
Exactly.
That is fair.
In fact, there's a little piece in the New Readme about escaping from samsara, but specifically for engineering students.
Oh, well, I'm not an engineer, but I have to ask, do you know how they do it?
Well, I haven't seen the issue yet, so...
Oh, that's true, because it isn't out yet. That's right. It's out... When did we say it was out?
It'll be out Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning? It's like a Christmas gift. I wake up and there's a new...
It's like Christmas in July. If July...
Is it July right
was
now?
...was in February.
It was Christmas in July, but July in February... That's very provocative.
We're moving the dates around a lot.
That's. I mean, they did it before. Why not do it now?
From what I can hear, the first thing Jesus was given when he was born was a copy of Readme.
Really?
Yes, that was the fourth wise man. He was usually forgotten.
That's understandable. I mean, like, wisecracking man, like wisecracking jokes, that sort of thing.
It's a terrible pun.
I know, I'm just asking if that's what
that came from.
It's a terrible pun. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, and sometimes you miss.
You miss quite often.
Yeah.
Quite often, yes.
Quite often?
Quite often.
Do I ever do well sometimes?
Are you looking for my approval?
Yes.
No.
Damn.
Okay.
That's tragic. Well, I was really hoping I'd get it. Oh, I've gotten the approval of someone in the station, at least.
The producer, you put me in a room with a cannibal.
And
you're approving of the cannibal.
I'm not hungry right now.
I went to Juilliard, damn it.
And? You know where I went?
Where?
None of your business.
Okay, then why would you ask if I knew it?
I'm just curious.
I'm trying my best. I put so much of my life into this radio that I am angry.
Look, I promise you, I'm not here just because of the cannibalism. I'm here because I'm funny sometimes.
Are you a talentless hack, yes or no?
I don't want to answer that.
Tell me, look me in the eye and tell me you deserve to have this show as much as I do. I was bottom of my class in Harvard.
I deserve this show more than you do.
I can't argue with that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm currently making exact eye contact.
It's actually very, very unfortunate.
Yeah, I do wish that we could have visual gags for the listeners, because this entire time I've been spinning around in a chair and none of you have noticed. It's actually really funny. It is.
He's tangled the wire so badly that I think he's got caught in it, which is very convenient for me.
Oh, I'm not caught in it. I can definitely get out of it at any time. I'm just not going to try right now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Is that door locked? That door is in fact locked.
Which?
Don't worry about it.
I'm
don't worry about it.
Which door
don't,
is locked?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I mean, if you say so, are you sure?
I do.
Okay.
I do say so.
Well, anyways, I did want to say, now that we're sort of nearing the end of our time, and by our time, I mean the fact that unfortunately after this, we just cease to exist.
Yes, that is true.
Do you have any closing remarks? Anything you want to talk about?
Well,
Because I do think we have
quite
a bit of time at the moment.
4 score and 7 years ago. No, does that not work?
4 score and 7, well, no, because you weren't alive 7 years ago.
That's a good point. Back in 1990, No,
you're getting closer. You're getting warmer. Maybe colder, actually. I think that might have been more time.
Well,
if you don't have any closing remarks, I can give some if you'd like.
Oh, well, I have closing remarks. You just vetoed the last two. We choose to do this radio show.
We do.
We choose to do this radio show and do the other things, not because it is easy.
We choose to be here. We are here willingly. We are not being put here by force. And there's definitely not a person who's currently staring at me who is making me stay here, and the door is definitely unlocked, and this is very important for everyone to know.
I'm glad we're making sure everyone knows that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we tell nothing but the truth on radio.
Do you have any closing remarks for yourself?
I don't believe I have any, honestly. I think I'm just very happy that you're here.
That's a lie.
It is a lie. Okay. That is true. I'm glad you can recognize the differences.
Well, it's good to know. It's good to know what you believe.
And what I believe is everything that you don't. But anyways, I think, if I remember correctly, there's music.
Does this mean we're closing the song?
Could it? Wait. Hey,
are you going to burst out singing?
I could burst out singing.
Let's not do that. Let's just go to the song.
Would you rather just go to the song?
I would much rather just go to the song.
Yeah, we should probably just move towards the song at that point.
Quiero más de ti. Yo quisiera hacerte más feliz. Hoy, mañana, siempre hasta.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Something Blue, where each week we try to listen to something old, something new, and something borrowed on Something Blue. This week we're doing something anti-English, so we're going to hear from a couple different languages. We got some African languages in there. We got some French, some Spanish, some Portuguese. We're starting off with Little Rory by Uwad.
Painaa pitkään. Vain siten homma hoituu.
No way, no way.
Matu, matu, matu. Ja ote ehdoton, kopaina pitkää päivää.